Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Your head throbs. Your muscles ache. Your conversation is punctuated by sniffles and sneezes. You have a cold, or worse, the flu. From doorknobs and telephones to the change you get at the corner convenience store, cold and flu viruses are everywhere. Before you head for the drugstore or break out the chicken soup, today we'll be talking about some quick tips on how nature's medicine can soothe your symptoms. It is interesting how every year we start thinking about flu and cold season just about this time of the year. But interestingly enough, we are exposed to many of the same germs all year long. What's different about this time of the year? Well, I think it's a lot of things. I think we get more stress during the holiday season. People are skipping meals. We're going to holiday parties, and we're spreading out our diets and increasing our waistlines a little bit by sampling and all the wonderful taste and smells and sensations of the holidays. We burn out a little bit more. We have end of the year, you know, deadlines and stress and all of those things, trying to balance everything else we're doing and still trying to get through cooler weather or colder blistery weather, depending on where you are in the country. And I think all these things together just make, you know, the flu and cold season more prominent, more visible this time of the year. I mean, we see the same thing in the summer. We're more thirsty in the summer because it's hot. So what do? We drink more water in the summer because we're seeing the signs of dehydration more in the summer when we're exposed to really, really hot weather. And then in the winter, we cut back on our water because we're not seeing those same triggers, those same visible signs of dehydration. And then you know what ends up happening? We dehydrate even more in the winter. We're using the heat. We are using heavier clothing, sleeping with heavier blankets. You know, cold air, hot car, cold air, warm house. You know, cold to hot all day long. And we end up with more urinary tract, bladder, and kidney infections, more dry skin, more premature wrinkled skin, as well as many of the other things in the body that happen because of dehydration. So maybe the best thing for us to do is to drink plenty of water all year long and maybe think of our body's immune system on a big scale. Hopefully we can look at things and think to ourselves, you know, if I'm a little better to myself all year long, I think we're going to do much better. It is really incredible and sad to think that the flu causes about 36,000 deaths and upwards of 200,000 hospitalizations every year. These numbers need some work. So there are great tips that are out there and some things that we have to look at. I think for many of us, we have a tendency to probably not look at the big picture as much. We don't really think about the flu and cold. We just kind of keep heading in the right direction. And then all of a sudden, we start to get really concerned when we start to notice that there's a problem. So some tips that might make things a little bit better. Instead of covering your cough with your hand, turn your head and cough into your elbow, which will sequester a virus just as well. Your elbow, however, is far less likely than your hands to come in contact with the people around you and surfaces. The more frequent you wash your hands, the lower your risk of becoming sick. Remember, colds and flus are caused by viruses, not bacteria. So banking on antibacterial soap as a safeguard against colds and flus, not always that effective. Studies have shown that washing your hands with an antibacterial soap is no better at preventing infectious illnesses than scrubbing with plain soap and water. Moreover, there's even more mounting evidence that the ingredient in antibacterial soaps may sometimes even facilitate the growth of resistance bacteria. So I think we need to go back to where we were and where most of us came from, warm to hot water and soap, you know, at least 20 to 30 seconds, and then rinse well. I think that's important. A 2008 study from the University of California, Berkeley, found that the typical person makes the hand-to-face connection an average of 16 times per hour. We have to refrain from touching our eyes, our nose, our lips, because you dramatically increase the likelihood of a virus entering your body. Viruses get in our body through our eyes, through our nose, and through our mouth. So keeping ourselves, our hands away from our face, yeah, it's something we need to do. Encourage your workplace to outfit bathroom doors with foot-operated openers. Have you ever noticed with today's bathrooms and a lot of the places you go in hotels and even some stores that you have automatic flushing toilets? You have automatic water to wash your hands and soap. You have automatic air machines and or paper towel dispensers. And then we grab the doorknob on the way out. You know something that somebody told me a long time ago, and I don't know how I got in this habit, but when I'm done washing my hands, I hold on to the paper towel and I use the paper towel to open the door. And then when I leave, I put it in the garbage at the first receptacle that I see. A little paranoid? No, not really. But I think to myself, and I just got done cleaning my hands. I mean, why grab a dirty doorknob? Because maybe not everybody in there is washing their hands. So I want to make sure. The other thing we want to make sure we're doing is, and we talked about this on many different shows, and I've talked about this many times over the years. One of the best ways of keeping healthy this time of the year is to get a good amount of sleep. We do not sleep like we used to. And when you are run down and when you are fatigued and you're not charging the batteries and you're not resting and you're not rebuilding and rejuvenating and rehydrating and relubricating your body at night and putting your body into that restful state, how in the world can you expect your body to be strong enough to not only get you through the day the next day, but be strong enough to be defensive and do the jobs that it needs to do? You know, it's a rough world out there, and there's a lot of germs that we're exposed to. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to not think about that big picture for whatever reason. I'm not really sure why. I just think that sometimes we don't think about it until we're sick or we feel it coming on. And then we, rather than thinking about how we got there or how to get healthy naturally or maybe taking a look at the way we've been living, we run to the drugstore and grab some kind of symptomatic relief product. And we'll grab anything we can that says all of the annoying things on the label that we're going through at that point in time or that we have a history of being exposed to. I think if people would take the time to be a little bit healthier to their body, eat a diet that was a little bit more supportive rather than draining, use beverages that were more hydrating rather than dehydrating, and took the time to eat supportive foods for the body, healthy, supportive foods, fruits and vegetables, healthy grains, healthy low-fat dairy, good quality protein. Those are the things that build our body. Fast food, junk food, microwavable, reconstituted food builds nothing. It's empty calories and flavor that our palates are demanding. And our palates really do run the roost. It takes a lot of time and energy on our side to retrain our palates. And you may know in your mind and in your heart the foods you should be eating. But at the same time, you may end up being weak to your palate because our palates are very strong and they know what they want. They know what they want to taste and they want it no matter what. So one of the best things we can do is make sure that we are making the changes and maybe being the heavy hand of our palate, because your palate will come along begrudgingly. And eventually it will probably turn around and say, you know, this isn't that bad. I'm enjoying this. This tastes pretty good. And you know, I feel a lot healthier. But that initial process of getting it in the right direction, whew, it could be a rough circle. And we get sick many times because of the way we eat, what we eat, how we eat it, the quantity of the foods we're eating, you know, and whether or not we're even able to digest and assimilate it. We still do it anyway. Don't forget about activity. Aerobic exercise or any activity that gets your heart pumping can increase your body's natural virus-killing cells. So very, very important. Colorful diets. The more color in your diet, natural color, I don't mean artificial colors, dark green, red, yellow, purple fruits and vegetables. These are where the nutrients are. Having a rainbow of fruits and vegetables in your diet can be dramatically life-changing and keep your body very, very healthy. And to me, that's really important because we have to really run our body in a healthier way. Now, people ask me all the time how I feel about the flu shot. I've never got one. I know many people that have gotten them over the years, and many older people that I know that get them, they have found them to be very protective for some of the people that were very, very prone to things like pneumonia and things like that. And many of them get the pneumonia inoculation as well. I think it needs to be a personal thing between you and your physician and your practitioner. I feel that if my body is strong, I'm going to be able to stay a lot healthier against whatever comes my way. Somewhere in my mind, being inoculated for a flu that was last year's flu and not knowing what exactly is coming at us this year, to me, still doesn't make much sense, but I leave it up to everybody to make their own decision. I think by getting our immune system strong, we have a better chance of fighting no matter what it is that comes our way, this year's group of flus. The other thing is many people that deal with flu and cold season also go right into allergy season. So keeping your immune system strong can really make a dramatic difference. We have a tendency to starve ourselves this time of the year. People are running around and shopping and getting ready for the holidays. They'll skip breakfast. They'll skip lunch. They'll drink stimulant drinks and sports drinks all day long. But they're running their body at full pace, but they're not giving anything back to the body to rebuild and repair. So the body is running on less fuel. So it ends up, you know, getting burnt out a lot easier. Get up in the morning, and no matter what you have for your day, eat breakfast. If you're not a breakfast eater, eat a smoothie. Drink a smoothie. Make it so thick you got to use a spoon. But load it with nutrients like juice and fruits and a good quality protein powder and chia seeds and ground flax, and throw some omega-3 fatty acids and some greens powders and some probiotics in there. Throw some dark chocolate and blend it all together and start your day with something with so much nutrition that your body has a backup of supply and demand to be able to use and need all day long to rebuild and keep you healthier. When people start using a smoothie in the morning or sitting down and having a piece of whole wheat toast and maybe an egg or some oatmeal or some yogurt with some fruit and some chia seeds and flax in it, whatever they're doing in the morning, if they take the time to start their day with something healthy, their day is dramatically different. They're not hugging the vending machine. They're not reaching for snacks and sugar and stimulants all morning to mid-morning. They're also not eating a gigantic amount of food midday at lunch because they're starving, because they haven't eaten anything since the night before, because that's when so much overeating happens at lunch. And you know what happens when you eat a big meal at lunch and then you go back to your office? You want a nap. You want to lay down. Your blood sugar is plummeting and you're tired and you're fatigued, or your digestive system is overloaded. We want to crawl under the desk and take a snooze. You know, so if you start out with a good breakfast, lunch is not going to be as ravishing for you as if you ate absolutely nothing. You know, during the day, gargling is very, very effective. A lot of people like to put a little bit of Himalaya sea salt in some water, gargle with it a couple times during the day. I have people that work in very germ-filled environment, and they always have a little container of Himalaya sea salt with them. They'll put a little bit in warm water, swish it around, and gargle a couple times during the day. I know a lot of people that carry natural nose sprays with them to disarm a lot of the bacteria that goes up the nose, like a good colloidal silver nasal spray. By using a good colloidal silver nasal spray in the morning, before bed, and maybe a couple times during the day, colloidal silver disarms a lot of the viral and bacteria that we breathe in through our nose. So if we're using it, there's a better chance that we can disarm it before it starts to take up residence. So very, very important. And of course, washing our hands frequently and drinking plenty of water. These are basic little things that we can do that are dramatically easy to do, but sometimes we just get so far away from it. A lot of people are smokers still. You know, I give everybody the right to be a smoker. It's something that you do. It's your vice. You own it. But we have to remember that when you are fighting an infection, a cold and a flu, it'd be a really good time to cut back so you're not overstraining and polluting your lungs and your sinuses. I know it's hard when people are smoking on a regular basis, but the thing is, even cutting back can make a dramatic difference and helping our recovery be a little bit more effective. So that's got to be something. I'll never harp on my smokers. When they're ready to quit, I'll make sure they're using plenty of nutrients for some rebuilding of the body, but I also want to make sure that they are doing everything they can to, you know, do it their way. That's very important. Don't forget about vitamin C. Vitamin C, of course, you know, reviews all the way back for years and years and years suggest that vitamin C can be very, very supportive in helping to build our immune system. Echinacea has been around forever. Elderberry has been around forever. Zinc, increasing our zinc, can make a dramatic difference as well. And lozenges with things like vitamin C and echinacea and elderberry and zinc lozenges for your throat can be very, very effective to helping us fight the bug a little bit better. The other thing we want to make sure we're doing is look at some of the homeopathic remedies that are on the market. Acylicocinium by Boiron, I like that very much. I like it because of the fact that it's a cell salt, kind of a homeopathic formula that's very effective. There are so many things today in health food stores that get to the nitty-gritty of us getting sick, both on a preventive level for people that are busy and active working in germ-filled environments, or maybe for people that are just getting sick right now and they need something, but they don't want to go with the synthetic. They want to go more natural. There's cherry. Cherry concentrate expectorants that are very effective. There's ivy leaf, also very, very effective for flu and cold season. Olive leaf, one of my favorites, very effective for helping with the different things that we're exposed to every single day. So, you know, definitely keep some of those things in mind. They're very, very effective, and there's a great selection. Remember, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned on the show. For more information on flu and cold prevention and keeping healthy during this time of the year and other health wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today at fine health food stores. Today's topic is on wellness and flu and cold preparation, and it is important because of the time of the year that we're going into right now. But I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make the show possible. Give me 30 seconds, and we'll get right back on the topic of wellness, flu, and cold support.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
So as we tackle the flu and cold season, prevention is probably one of the biggest things that we can focus on. And I think the biggest reason is because most of us just don't think that we can be more preventive. We just think that if we're dodging the bullet, that we're lucky. People that dodge the bullet every single year have a stronger immune system. Get better rest, eat a better diet, drink more fluids. Is there some luck there? Sure. But it's more work more than anything else, because they know that if they do the right things, they're going to have a less chance of getting sick. You know, I did mention garlic. There's also things like ginseng, like Panax ginseng and Eleutherococcus. Wonderful. Don't forget about all the mushrooms, the medicinal mushrooms today. Maitake mushrooms, reishi mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms. All of them revving up our immune systems to defend against so many different viruses. These wonderful medicinal mushrooms are a big part of today's world because we're looking at things differently today. We look at things completely different than we did just a decade ago. Old-fashioned chicken soup, you got it. I think one of the best things we can do is have chicken soup. You know, it is warming to the body. It eases the inflammation of the throat cells that end up causing a lot of the cold symptoms. You know, I like having a loaded chicken soup, which is what I like to call it, chicken soup and broth. And I load it with things like onions and turnips and carrots and celery and parsley and salt and pepper and every kind of vegetable I can think of I throw in there. And there's just something about, you know, just even drinking the broth that could be amazing. But, you know, sometimes we don't feel like eating when we're sick, but this is something that could fill the bill and keep up your energy and not let you get either dehydrated or run down. Have a couple bowls of chicken soup during the day. It can make a difference. I don't care what anybody says. It always makes me feel so much better. Sometimes people get sick to their stomach and they get nauseous because of the fact that they are, you know, dealing with a flu or a cold. Remember, make yourself some ginger tea. You can actually, you know, peel and slice some fresh ginger, put hot water over it, maybe throw a green tea bag in there as well, and just sip on it. Put some good local honey in there. Sometimes a little pinch of cayenne pepper can actually help to open up the sinuses a little bit. But there's something that's great there. Some people like to throw a little vinegar and some fresh lemon in there. Get creative. Work with your palate. You know, make it taste good to you. And then sip on it. There's something to be said for a really good medicinal hot tea to kind of help your body soothe the throat and also at the same time keep you hydrated and reduce some of the inflammation in the body. Very, very effective. You know, so some of these things have been around for a long time. Sometimes I feel like we're going home. We're going back to grandma's house when she used to take the time to do it her way. When we were sick growing up, we got all of it. Castor oil, cod liver oil, chicken soup. It's just the way it was. You get bowls of fruit, plenty of vegetables, and lots of water. And hot tea with lemon and honey. That's the way they treated things back then. And I remember grandma, you know, having us sweat it out, taking a hot shower before bedtime and getting you under the covers, and you'd wake up soaking wet, but you'd sweat it out. You know, so sometimes we have to listen to our body. Many times we don't. And a lot of times we're looking for quick fixes. And a quick fix is something that's going to help you deal with quick symptoms. Symptoms are signs that something is not right. Symptoms are signs that your body is working. If we continue to shut everything down and not let our body do what it was meant to do, then are we really getting better, or are we just suppressing the symptoms? You know, every year people will say things like, I've had the flu 4 times this year. Well, I doubt it. I think you probably had it once and it probably went dormant, or you got to the point when you could live with it and then you ran your body down again. You didn't change your diet. You didn't eat any supplements. You didn't increase your water. You didn't do any of the healthy things. And then you had a relapse and then you got over that one. And then you were really good for maybe a week or so, and then you fell back into old ways of living again. It doesn't make you anything other than human, because we all do it. Sooner or later, we just have to make some decisions about how to approach a healthier way of living. It's hard. It's hard to teach us old dogs new tricks, I guarantee you. Because, you know, we get set in our ways and we have our comfort zones. And these comfort zones, although comfortable, although familiar, in many cases are not always good for us. We just know them. You know, it's like that favored chair that our rear ends fit into that dent, and a nice arm to hold our hand when we're using the remote, and a place to put our snacks, and a place to put our beverage, and reclining back and just enjoying our favorite chair, our favorite spot on the couch. Comfort zone. We're not getting up and doing anything. We're comfortable. You know, so like I said, not always good for you, but it's like coming home. Only sometimes not so healthy. So as we approach this time of the year, we're all going to be running around crazy. We say we won't, but we do. We say we're not going to skip meals, but we will. We say we're going to drink more water, but we don't. We say we're not going to overindulge, but we do. So let's try to approach it a little differently this year. Let's just say we're not going to do it as much. We're going to exercise a little bit more. We're going to drink a little more water. We're going to be much more consistent with our supplements. We're going to make sure that we're getting a little bit more sleep because we need it. We're going to make sure that we have a little bit more activities. We're going to balance our stress a little better. We're going to eat more fruits and vegetables. And we are going to keep that water running through our system. And we're going to work on our fiber to make sure everything is moving and getting through our system. We're exposed to a lot more germs, so we're going to make sure that we're washing our hands more often. We're going to consciously make an effort to keep our hands away from our eyes, our nose, and our mouth. Because now that I told you that the average person does it like 16 times a minute, you're going to become more overly conscious of it, and you're going to catch yourself. And that's good, because one less time of touching your eyes, nose, and mouth might be the one that would have caused the spread of a virus. So that's a good thing. Don't forget about your probiotics. Keeping that healthy stream of friendly bacteria in your system can make dramatic changes to your overall health and help you get through flu and cold season a little bit on a healthier note. We don't have to make things as difficult as we usually do. We need to carry Kleenex with us. We need to make sure that we are blowing our nose correctly. We need to make sure that we're getting that good sleep because it's so important. And we just need to kind of look at the big picture. We're always going to be running around in circles. Every year the weather's going to change this time of the year. Every year we're going to be exposed to germs and viruses. You can't live in bubble wrap or in a bubble. You are going to be exposed. You are going to come in contact with sick people and people spreading viruses. The difference is the strength of your body and your immune system when you come in contact with these viruses and these infections. If your body is stronger and healthier, you're going to be able to get through the season in a healthier manner. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a house built near the ocean and you built it correctly with huge foundations, you know, 100, 200 feet deep, cement pillars, building your house in a really good strong way so you could withstand hurricanes and monsoonal rains and things like that. And you have preparations on how to get your house as strong as possible. Can you weather the storm better? Most likely. If you have a grass hut on the beach, you're probably not going to withstand it very much. Let's apply to that same mentality. If your body is stronger and healthier and more rested and more hydrated, you're going to weather the winter season and the fall season in a healthier way. If you're run down, burnt out, stressed out, running on empty in a malnutrition state, you're going to have a harder time. So it does come down to preparation. Make sure to keep in mind some good information. This is a great book, Natural Remedies for Colds and Flus, How to Boost Your Immune System, Protect Yourself Naturally, Prevent Colds and Influenza with Herbal Remedies and Easy Lifestyle Changes by Cassia Roberts. Also, How to Beat Cold and Flu at wellnessmama.com. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the available shows at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening. Stay well.